Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. Thank you for tuning in to day two of how to gain clarity and confidence. I do want to start off by saying that if I sound a little groggy, it's because I woke up early this morning, like around midnight, with a horrible toothache. I've actually had this toothache since Monday, so about 2 days. But it's just increased in intensity. I thought it would go away because I thought it was just maybe a symptom of perhaps me grinding my teeth. And I said, well, I'll just wear my guard and it'll be fine. But it hasn't been. Well, up until like right now. So let me explain. I woke up in acute excruciating pain, or the pain was acute and excruciating, however you say it. You know what I mean. And I started to cry because it was so intense. And I had been taking Tylenol previously, like the day before and then before I went to bed. And it had been working up until midnight last night. And I started to cry because the pain was so intense. And I had the thought, well, you could cry and it might feel good to cry for a bit, which it kind of did. It didn't cry very long, for like a minute. And I said, you could use this energy that you are now using toward crying. You can use it toward a meditation, a breathing meditation to try and calm the body and alleviate some of this pain. So that's what I did. I did a breathing meditation to just calm me and to focus on the breathing so that I'm not focusing so much on the pain. And that actually helped for about, I want to say 40 minutes or so. And then suddenly, bam, the pain just amped up in intensity. It went from like a 5 to a 15, like that, like in a snap. So I finally broke down and I said, I'm going to have to take some ibuprofen. I didn't want to take ibuprofen because I had a bad experience with it back in spring where I just broke out in this rash on my face. But I took 400 milligrams of ibuprofen and fell asleep, and then an hour later woke up still in that horrible acute pain. And this is what I did. And this is going to sound super strange, but I encourage you to try it. I usually do this as a writing exercise. I had a conversation with the pain, and I didn't do this in writing because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, I want to do it 2 o'clock in the morning and start writing. So I was having this conversation with the pain in my head. I was not talking out loud. So I said to the pain, the tooth, experiencing the pain, I said, I feel your pain. I know that you want some attention. You need some attention. And I know that you need to be seen and heard. I promise you that tomorrow morning, I will call a dentist so we can see what's happening with you. In the meantime, I would really appreciate it if you could bring the pain down a little bit so that I can get some sleep. Okay, I was having this conversation in my head. Now, I don't know if suddenly the ibuprofen kicked in after a few hours or if the conversation worked, but since I had that conversation, I have not had that level of pain. Right now, my pain is at a level 1. I still call the dentist and they fit me in. I have an appointment this afternoon, so we'll see what's happening. But yeah, having a conversation with your body, consulting with the pain, it just tunes you in to yourself, number one. It helps you to honor your feelings, number two. And number three, it puts you in the driver's seat instead of your body being in the driver's seat. And what I mean by that is sometimes we feel like we have no control over our bodies, and that's not true. You actually do have some control of what's happening with your body. If you would listen to your body and respond appropriately, then you gain some control. So anyways, I feel better. I guess that's the the bottom line. But I feel like it's still, you could probably still hear it in my voice, like the tiredness there. And it could be also because I just didn't get enough sleep. Although my Fitbit said that I got over 7 hours of sleep. And I was like, really? 7 hours of sleep? But anyways, so I am digressing. Let's get back to what we are here to do today. And that is to continue discovering our top five values. We started this process yesterday when we asked ourselves the first two questions in discovering our top five values. And that those two questions were, who do you admire, why, and what achievement are you most proud of? And if you haven't listened to episode one, I encourage you to go back and listen to episode one. Also, I have in the show notes, I have a link to the article, How to Identify Your Values, that is on my blog. Today, we're going to answer two more questions. The first question is, what excites you? And remember, you should be writing down these responses. It's important to write them down because these questions are all part of step one. Step two will be to go back and reread your responses. Pay attention to what it is that you said. Try to figure out through your responses what's important to you, what matters to you. Find some themes and some patterns in your responses, and that helps you to identify those values. So make sure you're writing this down. First question, what excites you? When thinking about what excites you, I want you to think about what it is that you could talk about like endlessly. What do you love to talk about? That's really what it is that excites you. That thing that you could just, or that you just love listening to a lecture on, or you enjoy listening other people talk about. Something that makes you feel energized and enthusiastic when you're talking about it, or it calms you when you're talking about it, right? For me personally, what excites me are spiritual issues. I love to talk about the unexplainable. I love to talk about how things are so connected and we often overlook them. And I love to kind of examine the different ways that things, that life is connected. And that just, I feel like I could talk about that for hours and hours and hours, just spiritual issues, philosophical issues, just excites me. So what excites you? Jot it down. Second question for today, what do you mostly do in your spare time? What do you mostly do in your spare time? Now, this might be connected to the previous question, what excites you? But I feel like they're a bit different. I feel like what excites you may not necessarily be what you like to do in your spare time. Because even though I love talking about spiritual issues and that excites me, I'm not necessarily doing anything spiritual in my spare time. In my spare time, I love to read and watch films. And hang out with my friends and family. Those are the things I love to do in my spare time. I love stories, any type of story, fiction or nonfiction. And I love to consume my stories as articles, books, or film. Those are my favorite ways to consume stories. And then I just love spending time with people that I really care about because it just makes me feel that connection with them. So what do you mostly do in your spare time? Write that down. I am so excited that you're going through this process, and I hope that even though it's only been 2 days, that you're already beginning to discover new things about yourself, or you're beginning to see yourself from a different perspective, or to think about things that you had never thought about yourself before. because once you discover your five values, it's going to be a game changer for you. I'm telling you, it's such a, what is the word? It is empowering. It's empowering to know the things that are important to you. So have a wonderful, wonderful day. And I will see you tomorrow. And we will continue to discover our top five values so that we can start off the year 2022 with clarity and confidence. Okay, have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.